This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Lots of kids cram for tests and quizzes, but can you cram for life skills and tech chops? There's a new program in Austin, Texas called 3-Day Startup. The goal? To teach kids everything from writing code to pitching venture capitalists. Reporter Luke Quinton takes a look at the new program.
15-year-old Quinn Bowie is on day two of his 3-day startup. Yesterday, his team thought up a product. It's a robot motor that drives different vehicles. Now he's found two guys in a hotel lobby who will hear out his pitch.
For $30, you can build cars, underwater robots, even quadcopters possibly in the future.
It seems like an efficient solution that's economical.
Quinn is one of 40 kids picked by an Austin nonprofit called STEM Ed Labs, which teaches technology at weekend and summer camps. They co-sponsored this 3-day startup. Here's STEM Ed's Sagi Zisman.
So STEMBridge that we had over the summer taught concepts to high school students that would be typically taught in first year engineering school.
But this weekend is about day three, when kids pitch their ideas to real tech entrepreneurs.
eBraille is a small, slim, 17-inch portable device to teach Braille to the blind. Our revenue would be around $899.
This is 14-year-old Rhea Agarwal. She and the other high schoolers got a surprisingly legit grilling from the panel.
Do you have an idea of what the total market potential is for this product?
My question to you is cost. You gave a price on that. Where'd you come up with that price? Because it seems like incredibly complicated. So I'd like to know more about that.
Yeah. We have a cost breakdown of our components. So each of the solenoids would be around...
Michael Henderson of Developers Doing Development was one of the panelists.
There are some startup companies that have been operating for 4 to 6 months. They couldn't stand up to the same level of grilling and questioning.
So I asked Maya Donahue from 3-Day Startup, if one of these pitches actually works, who gets the money?
There is not money for us, and we're a nonprofit, so we don't take any sort of equity. So if one of these kids founds the next Facebook here, great, but we don't see any of the money for that.
And no one wrote a check today. Investment turns out to be a process of months. And for these kids, probably a few more years. In Austin, I'm Luke Quinton for Marketplace.